Parashas Vayeshev deals with Mechiras Yosef, the bulk of it, and Yosef is in Mitzrayim, v'chulu. And there's an interesting pasuk that says when they sold Yosef, they took him out of the bar and they sold him. Vayavur anoshim idyonim seicharim yimshchu vayalu es Yosef min habar yimkirus Yosef. I'm sorry. Before that, it says Vayeshev lecho lechem yisro yinei vayar v'nei arches yishmeilim bo migilod. They noticed, they sat down to eat, and they noticed that, interesting to know, that every time that they look up, just now, even by Esav, it says, it's a pu'ula. It's not just that your eyes are looking all over the place. You need a pu'ula, a conscious decision to pick up your eyes to look at something. So, what was on these camels? So Rashi points out, Seraf anoitzi miyatei ktaf, which is syrup, maple syrup, it's some of the things that went into the keteris, loitis lotisa shmoi, different types of things, and that smell good? Good smelling herbs. Says Rashi, Lama Pirsa Makasavis Matsan. And why did the Torah tell you what they were carrying? What does the Arab generally have? Arab works with things that foul smelling things. However, kerosene, other types of things, he says. However, as Yosef Atzadik, that it shouldn't be Miriach Reach Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special nice that he should have that these Arabs should be carrying sweet smelling spices and herbs. So I saw a sefer Megid Yosef from Yosef Sorotskin. I could not find it now in the Eitzer. Though it's supposed to be there if anybody finds it. He wants to say Alpi Bali Amoser says to learn up this pasuk, and he goes through Nevardik and Kelm and Slabodka and tells how they each learn up the shtickle. He says that Nevardik says that we see Shiflas Adam, even in a matzav, he's going down to be sold as a slave. That's what he cares about. That's what he cares about, the smell. We see even in such a matzav, he still he needs his good smelling spices. And Kelmet's the Dikto Gadin. Look at that. He deserved to be sold as an Evan, and he didn't deserve to be sold something smell something bad. So in the Chalam he did it. Tabotka is Gadlas Adam. Gadlas Adam. You're right. You're going down as an Evan. But even it never goes down with Daf Zayin. You go down with a godless. You go down with it goes through. The Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a well-known piece, which is really connecting to Hanukkah. He says that from here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, yes, that has a question really. That's what Yosef HaTzadik needed. That's what Yosef HaTzadik needed. That was what was important. He was just sold by his brothers. Like, it would seem like the biggest betrayal. It's down to Arabs. Going down to Mitzrayim. And what is he thinking about? He's thinking about whether it smells good or whether or not it smells bad. That's what he's thinking about. So he says, no. He says, Lav Nafka is not what he's thinking about. But the reason why the Rebbeinu Shlom did it was to show him that even in this terribly dark and gloom and situation, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch is with you. Special kiss from the Rebbeinu Shlom. You're right. It's terrible. You're right. It's a betrayal. You're right. Who knows if you're ever going to see your family, your parents again? Who knows what's going to be? But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing you, I'm with you. I'm here. I'm giving you a special kiss. And it's a little kiss from the Rebbeinu Shlom. He says, that was the Indian. Yes, when he gets to the Pach Hashem on Chanukah. He says, what's the pshat? That there were Keveya, like the Rambam says, that there were Keveya, the Gemara says, there were Keveya Chanukah, the Neis Pach Hashem, that they didn't have enough oil to light for more than a day, and it lasted for 8 days. Shaila is, there was a much bigger Neis. But Klal Yisrael went to Mochamo. Klal Yisrael, there was a Shas Shmad. It was a serious situation of assimilation, the Misyavnim, and the Bechlal, the Sirius Nefesh of the Hashmonoim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a tremendous nace. There's no way to explain it, that such a nace. 13 people connected millions. It's like a joke to even mention it. It's not like a war. There's nothing to start out with. There's not two sides. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nace that they should win. But nevertheless, the Kviyas HaNeis, the Kviyas Yontif, the halal v'hoidah is because of Neis Pach Hashemen. Halal v'davru, Neis Pach Hashemen, they could have done without. We know Tumo is Tchuyo, Hutru B'tzibur. They could have done without it. Well, what's the big zach? So he says this exact nekuda. He says, you're right, Enochanami, that they could have done without it. That was Gufa, the reason why they were kaveh the Yom Tov of Chanukah, because of that. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was our father in heaven, and a father takes care of the child for, certainly, even if he's not happy with the child, will give the child, you know, the most basics. He's not going to throw the child out of the house without food, without water, right? Even though it says Avram Avinu, he sent him out, right? He sent out Yishmael, even though he's very upset at him. He gave him food and water. You don't send somebody out with that. You give them the basic. Did he give him cream cake? No, he didn't. But he gave him the basics. So in Echonami, Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to save Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to save Klal Yisrael from the Yavanim. We have to make it that they're going to win the war, because Kadosh Baruch Hu, you take care of your child, even if you're not so happy with them. But to do something extra, to give him the cream cake, to give him the cherry on top, to give him the special extra kiss, then Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to do. Too much of a timber. You give Zachanetza, you can work it out. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a special nace to show, no. I love you, I'm here for you, and I care about you in a tremendous way. That was what we're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for. That's the Waru Kiveya Halam Vahido, that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us that I'm here, and I love you, and it's not just that I'm going to do the basics. I'm going the extra mile for you because I love you so much, even though it looks so bleak, and even though it's Yevanim and it's Yavanim and everything else. I thought, Ulai, that's Pshat by Sukkis, that Sukkis is Al Shem the Ananya covered. We know that we had three constant Isim in the Midbar. One was the Man every day, one was the Bear of Miriam, and one was the Ananya covered. Right. One can I get Moshe Rabbeinu, one was Moshe, one was Chos Aaron, one was Chos Miriam. Then two left, and they all came back with Moshe. Haloi Dover Hu, that we make an entire Yontif Zecher for the Nes of Ananya Kaved, and not for, we don't have a Zecher for the Mon, we don't have a Zecher for the Bear. What's up, Shat? Lachur was three Nisim that happened all at the same time, and we're only making a Zecher for one of them. So I thought that maybe the Pshat is that Mamash, like Rav Chaim Shlomo said, that food and water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us bear. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't last in the Midbar without food and water. The Hechreichim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give. However, the Ananya covered, that it should be that it should flatten out all the mountains and they shouldn't feel the heat of the desert. That's all extras. That's all extras. Everybody could have their tent and everybody could they'll work it out. Give us a chanetza. You'll have some sort of etza to get around it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a special kiss. Mamela, that's what we're being masked. That's the zecher of Sukkis. And it's really, Kadosh Baruch Hu does this all the time. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives out kisses. But you have to look for them. The Goyin says, when he gets a Purim, he says, what's mishon u'mivtach latzadikim? Kadosh Baruch Hu gives is a mishon that you could lean on him. He supports you. And mivtach. He's mitach and he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a mivshon so that you should have a mivtach. Kidei, that even when it's a terrible situation and everything looks gloomy and everything looks bleak, nevertheless HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't give up your bitachon. I'm going to show you that I'm still here. I'm not going to fix everything. I'm going to show you that I'm still here so you know that I'm with you. You know that I'm with you. And he says that was the inyan of Mordechai Tzadik, that he went out with the Vush Tchilasat, that Mordechai took him around. That was before anything happened. Klal Yisrael were still destined and doomed to be annihilated. They were still before they were that Achashverosh was chaser. But there was this all of a sudden there was this spark of lightning. There was this streak of lightning of where we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still with us, even though everything looks dark, everything looks bleak, and everything looks like that. That's it. That's the end of everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you, no mission. I'm still here. Don't give up your bitachon. Don't give it up. The problem is not everybody wants to look for it. I was once speaking to somebody and I was discussing something with them, and they told me that somebody had called them in the middle of the morning to help them out. And they said they never return calls in the morning, they're busy. And for some reason they returned the call. I'm not sure why, they returned the call. So I said, look at that. It's a kiss from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. This person wants to help you. And there was no reason that you should have returned the call. But the very fact that you did return the call out of all the times, that's Beth Makis from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. They weren't interested in hearing it. They weren't sure that they wanted to hear the kiss from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, which is sometimes that's something that we have, is that we're not ready for that. The situation is such, whatever the specific situation is that we're discussing, that a person feels that he's down, and he feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilum is putting him in the sign that he's having difficulty with. And he doesn't want to hear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with him. It's Kilo's because, no, he wants to rather feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let go of him. Not that he wants that, but that's... HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives out kisses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving out kisses. You just have to look for them. And it's really, it's lav dafka in a bleak situation. It's any time. It's in a... It's all hashgacha pratis, which really a person should make their own Megillas Esther and write down their own stories of hashgacha pratis. A person would look out for hashgacha pratis, he would see it. Just an interesting story that happened to me last night. I was in Yerushalayim last night at about 8:15. I'd already not learned from the Chavrusa. The previous night I had to be somewhere, and I didn't want to be late, and my Chavrusa starts at 9 o'clock. Kitzer, I turned down the street to where there's always a bus stop, and there was no bus stop there. There was no bus stop. They took away the bus stop. Pasha took it away. Maybe it was further down, maybe they moved it. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. Kitzer, I decided, you know what, I'll go the other way. I turned around, it was by Bar Ilan, by coming off Eilat Kohen, I made a left, instead I made a right, up Yirmiyahu. The kids there, I see that there's tremendous traffic over there. And when I made it to the next bus stop, I saw that there was a bus sitting there in front of the bus stop, and he couldn't move because of the traffic. But Meili let me on. Had I gone to the other bus stop further down, I would have been sitting in traffic for 15, 20 minutes or whatever it is. Certainly would have been late. Here, the bus is sitting there waiting for me. Just a little kiss from the Rebbe Shalom. Just a little Ashkenaz brought this. I could be, oh, of course, the bus stop is not there. He went there and he got the bus stop. Just take notice of them. Take notice of them and give you a thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom. Take a notice of it. Person looks out for it, he'll see it, and that'll help you create a relationship with your Rebbeinu Shalom.